mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying,
Thanks for joining us this week on the Is the Mic Still On podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. While at it, if you found this podcast, this show, enjoyable, give us a rating on iTunes, share the show, tell a friend. All of that would help us out too. My name is Kenneth B. Inge, one of six hosts coming at you today. Joining me on the show, we got Mike C. Town.
Yo.
FIFO 2020.
Thank you, sir, for getting it right.
We got Nikki Duse filling in for Modest Media, who wasn't able to make the show at the last minute. What's up, brother?
What's going on? It's your boy, a.k.a. Mr. Galentine's Day.
I saw this whole list. I know you're looking.
That doesn't work for dudes, though.
I'm saying I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to be the only dude there.
What?
Nick. That's what's going on.
What did Nick do?
Y'all make sure y'all check out Nikki Duse on the No Disrespect podcast. Their newest episode is out. You want to tell the folks about?
Yeah, it's a Valentine's Day episode. We were just talking about relationships and not only just talking about significant others as far as love, but also loving yourself too. But obviously, there's a lot of disrespect in there. So yeah, you should enjoy it.
As usual. Back this week, we have BZ430.
What up, though?
Getting over the Negro virus. Welcome back.
Negro virus.
Welcome back, brother.
They said B sounded like Bane when he was at home. The voice was gone, boy.
The voice was gone. I was telling Ken I was sounding like DOC after that accident, man.
You and Dead End Gaming, y'all went out to see Sonic.
Yeah, we went and saw Sonic last night. Shout out to the Dead End Gaming crew. Check us out every Tuesdays on Twitch, Dead End Video Gaming.
So we got to do Frames Dead End Gaming.
Lames per second. You talking about that shit?
I was going to say, you going to make me watch Sonic, bro?
It was actually good.
Was it?
Yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have excuse, though. I have excuse.
Nah, don't walk it back now.
I have kids.
Yeah, that voice you guys hear, that's Nevin from the Now Listening podcast that's on the Dead End Podcast Network. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about what the show is about and what you guys are doing.
Great. Thank you. Like you said, this is Nevin with Now Listening podcast. Our podcast it's three of us, Rochelle and Talisha. We pretty much talk about our journey through deciding that we want to do real estate. Mm. So we're taking everybody through the process so that they can get an inside view and they can be prepared for what to expect when they do or if they're thinking about becoming a real estate agent in Atlanta.
Mm. Okay, dope. Love it. Because I think that stuff is informative. We need more of that out there.
Absolutely.
So, cool. We appreciate you joining
us. Hold on, Nev. Tell them about the thing y'all doing as well with the On The Go.
Oh, yeah. Also, we do a little segment On The Go as well where we visit different neighborhoods, do different events, different eateries and things like that. So we're incorporating that, a little foodie experience as well into there, a little bit of events or fine dining as well as we explore the different areas of Atlanta. Mm. So we're gaining experience, we're giving our experience as well. Mm. So Atlanta, as is forever growing. We had, last year, 65,000 people moved to Georgia alone. And so, and that's roughly speaking, But so Atlanta's always growing. So when you think you know somewhere in Atlanta, 3 weeks later, they're building something else. So we're exploring all over the city and everywhere. So we have a segment that we do on that as well.
Cool. Well, that means Sophie is out.
As usual.
Yeah, if Nevin is here, so it's business as usual for 2020 for her. Is the mic still on?
We need to just introduce her as a guest whenever you do.
Right. So the show is broken up into five parts. We open with word of the day, correct anything we got wrong from last week with facts only, and discuss our topics of the week. We start closing the show out with comment commentary and the pass the mic segment where we answer your questions. You can leave us a voicemail at 470-440-0811. All right, so let's jump into this word of the day. So this word is bafo.
Bafo?
Yeah. B O F F O. I probably said that shit wrong, so let's see what to say.
Bafo.
Bafo.
Yeah.
Oh, bafo.
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 Hold on. Let me play it one more time.
Bafo.
Is it bafo?
It's two F's.
Yeah, it's two F's. So I. That's what
bafo it, get
that's
one
how
free.
It's spelled.
Yeah, I'm about to go to Stone Bafo.
Get one free.
It does sound like there's a T there, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's the automated system. But anyway, it's an adjective. The origin is American English, 20th century. First definition: wildly successful or popular. Second is outstanding. The two examples that they've given us are the actress delivers such a bafo performance that she won an Academy Award, and the second is the play had a bafo final act, resulting in a standing ovation from the audience.
So, okay,
yeah.
Somebody gonna get it. All right. Anyway. So yeah, that's the word of the day. Make sure you guys also use that in the comments throughout the week when you talking about the show. So let's jump into facts only. So Lonely Coldplay Stan. Lonely _ Coldplay _ Stan wrote this about Billie Eilish. And her statements / influences. And this was actually well done, by the way, whoever wrote this, because he provided sources.
Cool. He was cool.
Yeah, very respectful. Mm-hmm. But he wrote, Mike previously brought up Billie Eilish on the episode Shootout when she said she did not know who Van Halen were, not Outkast. Billie has said hip-hop is her favorite genre and biggest inspiration, so Mike was not wrong in that respect. She actually used to be in a hip-hop dance class. She specifically cited Tyler, the Creator, as the inspiration for her aesthetic and clothing. She also gets music inspiration from Tyler and also mentioned being influenced by Childish Gambino and Earl Sweatshirt. Hmm. Lastly, in terms of rappers that she knows, she is friends with / acquaintances with Tyler, Denzel Curry, Drake, Duckworth, and was friends with Triple S before he died. And he cited three different references on here.
Where you at, Sophie?
Hate to see it.
What's Sophie saying?
She was saying I was wrong. I was right as fuck. I don't think I've ever been righter. And she was talking about baggy pants came from metal and not hip hop. Huh? I'm like, man, just
what? Yeah, there were a lot of comments in there about that too.
What?
Oh yeah, I had to check a couple of these.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah, I saw.
They didn't know what the fuck they were talking about neither.
Baggy pants came from metal.
No.
You okay?
Yeah. Bro, exactly. No. Knows where it should have ended. Yeah. No. That's it.
No.
You're just plain wrong.
You talking about that girl from Get Out?
Yeah. No.
All right. Well, so yeah. So appreciate it. For those of you listening, if y'all got facts only,
be as respectful as this guy. Yes. Because he was cool. Checked the fuck out of me, but he did it in a nice way.
And he had what? Evidence. He had like links and facts.
Hella receipts.
All right, let's jump into the topic. So we're gonna open with FIFO, my brother.
Yo, what it do? So it
fake
being,
news, FIFO. I don't know why.
I know that shit was hilarious. That shit was fucking hilarious. But I don't know if y'all know, but One United Bank is actually the biggest black owned bank, and they've come under some scrutiny because the president of that bank the president and chief operating officer, Terry Williams, they came out with a Harriet Tubman debit card.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
It's, well,
you can't really use it.
No, you could use it. You could use it, but
only at black places. You can only buy chicken with it.
It's a WIC card.
I was about to say, yeah, we already have one. They late to the game.
So when I saw the headline, it made me think of Ken because she was saying that we're unapologetically black. And that's the reason why they came out. Yes. Oh, so I'm gonna get to it. I'm gonna get to it. Yeah. So when I saw the headline, and it made me think of Ken, and then when I started reading about it, I was like, wow. So basically, they got Harriet Tubman on this debit card doing the Wakanda X joint. Wakanda, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of so the internet blew up. And the internet has some backlash saying, oh, you're trying to profit off of Harriet Tubman and this, that, and the third. And, you know, like, honestly, when I looked at it and I read this article, I was just like, I just think people are being a little too sensitive. I really do.
I don't think people read much. They just look at the pictures and hear the...
And comment on it.
Because you remember, there was a debate with having Harriet Tubman on a coin or a bill.
I thought it was a $20. I thought it was a $20 bill.
Yeah, it was a $20 bill. Yeah. I can't remember what, you know, form of donation, denomination or whatever note that she was going to be on. But yeah, that's what they were talking about. And I guess this bank, I'm assuming, are like, well, since we're not going to... You know, the United States is not going to make that happen. We'll do our part and put her on a debit card. And it's a debit card. You have options.
Yeah, but yeah, like,
you don't have to pick it.
Nobody's forcing that on you.
That picture is trash, though.
I
they could have just used her from regular the photo. Like,
I saw it because Nick sent it to us.
Oh, okay.
And I read it. And the first thing I said, I was like, why they got her doing the Wakanda shit? That's kind of boring.
Yeah, they didn't have to. I think that was a bit... like a step too far.
If they didn't do that, I think everything would have been fine.
I think they were maybe trying to appeal to millennials.
Yeah. Because you got to think about, like, the biggest purchasers now are in that millennial age group. You know what I'm saying? So with Black Panther, with the hit and success of that, you know, and they just trying to tie it all together. And I think, what's his name? Hold on. Let me scroll down real quick. So the Dear White People actor, Oba.
I got it.
I'm gonna fuck that last
African name.
Yeah.
Let Nick read it.
I knew that was coming.
I don't want me to give the phone and shit. Hell no.
Just say the Dear White People actor. All right.
Yeah, the Dear White People actor. Oba Baba Tunde. He weighed in on the issue and he was saying it's interesting. Because he felt like there was good intentions, but in this day and age, it's easy for messages to get misconstrued. And I think he's 100% right on that. Because again, I don't think that the whole Wakanda thing needed to be part of the whole Harriet Tubman picture. It didn't. But do y'all feel like that was taking it a step too far? And do you think that it was right for all of this backlash that they're getting because of that?
I don't know if it was backlash. I thought it was just more of like, this is just a dumb picture to use. If you're going to use Harriet Tubman, just use Harriet Tubman. You don't have to modernize Harriet Tubman. Like, she's already historical in the culture. Yeah. So my thing was like, it would have been more funny if they had her doing like the shoot dance or some shit. Like, I'd be like, all right, I'll
have like a hologram when you turn it. And she's like,
exactly. I don't think that would be more. I'll get that.
I would get that too.
But it was just like, and the drawing just looks bad. And then having her do the con, it's just like, all right, we get the mess. It's just too much. Like, I don't know if it's real backlash. It's more just like people just clowning how stupid it looks.
Yeah, I think I agree with Nick 100%. Yeah. That it was just the Wakanda part that I think is the problem. And were her fists like?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, it's like, like again, it's just a bad drawing. Like
you tweeted it. I mean, you texted it on a thread or something. Yeah, like that, I remember.
Oh,
y'all be ignoring the kid, bro.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, it's a black-owned bank. A black-owned bank speaking black power and things like that. And
during Black History Month.
During Black History Month. And what signifies that people can relate to, of that all of us can relate to of recently?
Yeah,
Wakanda.
It's
you know?
Just bad. Like her
that
fist.
Right fist.
Like yeah, that right fist is turned like.
And her face is fucked up. She don't even look like Harriet Tubman.
What's
she looks
that,
like
what's that dance
keeper.
The kids do now with the little...
Oh,
like they swerving or something.
Yeah,
like, and they hit the brake
like the that's wall. I think something like that. Yeah,
is that what she's doing?
It looks like that's what she's doing.
Yeah, this picture over here.
It's just a bad drawing.
She's like Robert Parrish.
Who is that?
Old school basketball player. Hold on, let me pull up Robert Parrish for
you. On this picture, kid. She look like Robert Parrish.
I don't know who that is. That's funny.
I know. Wait. Because you're going to bust out laughing when you say
What? When I was looking at it, I think I saw a comment. Somebody said that you can only use this card on the run.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
What if somebody, like, you know what I'm saying, like you see it in person. Like, are you going to say so to that
person? I kind of want one now. I don't know if I want to go to that bank, but I kind of want that card.
You just want to go to a fancy restaurant and slap that on the table wipe.
I do want to go to a fancy place and be like,
you got to have your piss out like that.
Like you got spina bifida or some shit. Right.
Oh, shit. Hell no.
So y'all saying people overreact?
I think to a degree. Bit.
Their heart was in the right place, I think.
I think so. Yeah, 100%.
If it was not them.
Making money?
If it was but I mean, we making money off ourselves at least. Mm-hmm, if it was a white bank, I could see them being mad.
Yes. Uh-huh.
If it was like BB&T or some shit.
Yes. Okay. Well, they're a different name now. Are they black? Now. Oh. BB&T? Nah, they got bought out by somebody.
Okay, SunTrust. Well, if it was fucking... Okay, if it was SunTrust.
No. SunTrust got bought out by the same entity as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to say it's...
Bank of America.
Okay, if it was Bank of America. If it was Wachovia. Yeah. It was one of them white banks. Yeah. All the other ones.
No, I feel
I'd be like, okay, that's fucked up. But I mean, it's a black bank. Mm-hmm. Aren't you cooler with black banks making money off black people more than...
I mean...
It's not like they're ripping anybody off. They just made a card.
I think making money off of it has a kind of negative connotation to it. More so as... Working with us, building with us.
You're right. So, yeah, because they're not like selling anything to
you. Yeah, making money off us makes me seem like fiddler. Like, that's the image I get.
Does anybody own her likeness? Like, do people have to license
probably that? Some white man with this, right?
Because again, like, now that y'all mentioned it, like, they just throwing Harriet Tubman all over the damn place. Like,
you're right, though. At some point, a white man did own her likeness.
That's what I'm saying. A white man owned everything about her, bro.
Really? Yeah. So, white man owned her likeness.
You don't get the joke.
You don't get it.
Yeah. It's all right.
That's kind of why she ran.
You wasted the movie, huh?
Now, but before we get facts only, BB&T actually bought SunTrust, and then their name is Truist.
I wish somebody would fucking facts only us over a BB&T joke.
you know how petty our motherfucking fans are.
Yeah, shit. That's true. Interesting. So you think it's cool or bad? Because you asked us and then didn't answer.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. I feel a little weird about it. Mm. You know, plastering her all over, you know, a debit card. I feel better that it is a debit card and not, you know, a credit card. You know,
would you have felt a different type of way if it was a white bank versus a black bank?
Of course. Okay. Yeah. Because at that point, we're going back to what you were saying earlier. Now you are.
Mm-hmm.
Give across the feeling that you are trying to make money off of us by taking advantage of, you know, Black History Month. But why make it limited time only? Why not just, hey, we're just going to take this month to announce that we have this new card that you can get, you know, instead of the traditional designs, and make it permanent, you know, instead of just temporary.
Just redesign that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Get a
there are plenty of dope artists out there. Yeah. They are all on Instagram. You can just go get them. Not whoever the bank teller was.
Right.
That said they can draw.
Right. Yeah. They cousin.
Right.
Drew her hands all fucked up.
Yeah. Just take her hands out of it. Just from the neck up. And I think that would be cool. Yeah,
it would have been cool. Been real cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, anyway, moving on. Mike, what you got?
So, did y'all hear about the reclining seat woman?
I heard a little bit about it. Yeah.
No. All right. So there was a woman. Her name is Wendy Williams, not the trashy one from the TV show.
Okay.
This is a white Wendy.
White
Wendy Williams was flying, and I forget what airline it was. Sorry, y'all can put it in the Reddit thing. The guy behind her asked her not to recline her seat because he was eating.
Mm-hmm.
She complied. She did not recline her seat until he was done eating.
Mm-hmm.
According to her, she said, then she reclined her seat. The dude behind her got mad and was like, can you put your seat back up? And she was like, nah. I'm flying. I'm chilling. She didn't say all that, of course, because she's white. So I'm sure she said something very, very pleasant, but, you know, authoritative. And the dude started throwing a fit and started punching the back of her seat. And there's a video, and I assumed everybody's seen this by now, but I should have pulled the video up ahead of time. While I'm talking, can somebody try to find it, B or Nick?
Got it.
He was punching the back of her seat, like, constantly. and her head's just bopping back and forth. She calls over the flight attendant, which this is a part that a lot of these people that are making these dumbass comments didn't bother to read. Mm-hmm. But according to her, she called the flight attendant over. Mm-hmm. The flight attendant came over and refused to do anything about it. Instead of telling him to stop hitting her seat and he was being the problem, they said that she is being the problem because she refused to straighten her seat back up.
Yo, that's fucking
serious. So y'all, this is what he was doing.
It almost looks like
this.
Why is he? Because he's a bitch. That's why.
That's like a free massage.
So this turned into a huge debate, which I was confused that I don't know why this is a debate, but this turned into a huge debate online about one, if you should recline your seat on an airplane. And the other part of the debate was who in that situation was wrong, because she started recording him mm-hmm. when he wouldn't stop hitting her seat and the flight attendant wouldn't do shit. Mm-hmm. The flight attendant, again, this is another part of the story that people were missing. The mm-hmm. flight attendant was mainly scolding the lady because she was saying it was illegal for him to be recorded. And she was saying you need to delete that video. So because of her recording, she was given, I didn't know these existed, but it's a piece of paper that says something like, you're being a disturbance on the plane, and if you don't stop, we'll remove you. So they gave her this paper as like a citation of stop acting up on the plane. They gave him a free drink.
Wow.
Right.
But he the one that was punching her.
Bro. Okay. All right, hold on. So the flight attendant is walking up, and he's doing this, and she's like, quit recording him.
She said, stop recording him. That's illegal, and you can't record him on our plane.
Okay, so first off, that flight attendant is trash.
This is if... what she's saying is true. I just want to make sure that.
Oh, this whole side of the story is coming from the woman.
This is coming from the woman. The dude hasn't said shit because he looks like a fucking asshole. So yeah. He's not going to identify himself.
But here's the thing. I feel that if I'm on the airplane and my seat can recline, it is my right to recline.
Talk about it.
That's first and foremost, right? Like, right. I have the right. If I'm not supposed to recline, then don't make this motherfucking seat recline, right? So that's number one. Number two, he's being an asshole by not wanting me to recline, but it doesn't matter what the fuck you want. My seat can recline. Number three, you should not put your hands nowhere near my motherfucking seat, bro. Number four, when I call an employee, yeah, I'm going down the list. When I call an employee of that airline, because I'm being disturbed, I have the right to recline my seat, and this motherfucker is impeding my niceness on or my comfortability on this flight. Mm-hmm. You need to make him stop because my seat can recline. If you didn't want me to recline, then you should have made this bitch recline. So the flight attendant should have made him stop or move him.
That was what I said too. The flight attendant should have moved because his seat didn't recline because he was in the back.
He's in the back.
Oh, so if that's the issue, then you need to move him.
Exactly.
So I had a number of issues. That was my main one. Actually, that wasn't my main one. My main one was this dude's a bitch because there's no way in hell if that was a man in that seat, he'd have been hitting that seat. And there's no fucking way.
He would have got smacked.
Bro. And I'm looking at this shit and I'm like, why is she having to record this and there's not a single person around that did
saying
anything?
Something.
I'm watching this shit and I'm thinking, like, I've said this before, I'm not a violent person. But if I was sitting in the seat next to him, there's no fucking way I wouldn't at least have said, hey, bro, you need to stop hitting her fucking seat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what the flight attendant said. Stop mm-hmm. hitting that woman's seat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the people that are defending this fucking asshole, I'm like, so you mean to tell me that if that was your mother or your sister or your girlfriend in that seat, you wouldn't have done shit?
Right.
Like, you would have just sat there and was like, yeah, well, you know, you're impeding on his space, so, you know, you're fucking up his flight. I'm like, y'all are crazy.
Yeah,
so crazy. They were literally defending him. Like, that's what I was wondering. Like, what can you say in defense for his side?
Bro, I had some fucking bozos.
Oh, yeah, I bet your Twitter mentions. Was off the chain.
Yes, they were just like, well, they're both in the wrong. You know, he's in the wrong for hitting her seat, but she's in the wrong for being a dick. It's a dick move for you to recline your seat. And I'm like,
move?
How the fuck is that a dick move when I pay for my fucking seat?
I can recline my shit back if I want to.
I can recline my shit if I want. If it fucks up your leg room, blame the airline. Don't blame me. That's not my fault that you can't move your fucking legs.
100. And you know what? She was nice enough to be like, oh, you're eating? No problem.
Let me wait.
Motherfucker, you start hitting my shit. Look, and you're 100% right. I like the point that you made. If that was a dude, He wouldn't have done that.
Ain't no way.
If that was a black woman, and if he would have done that.
Oh, yeah.
She would have done that,
too. Because she'd have fought him, too.
Boy, yeah.
She would have got him on a two-piece biscuit.
Absolutely. There would have been another white person recording them as far as her beating his ass.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and there's another part that's added to this they found out later is that she had a fused spine. So she was trying to recline her seat because she was uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the dude just still sat there punching the back of her seat.
Yeah, man, fuck that dude.
And I'm sitting here like, yo, there's no fucking way. I'd have broke his fucking glasses so quickly.
And I think what's equally as trash, man, is the flight attendant and just that airline. Has the airline said anything?
Not that I've seen. Now, for you jackasses that are banging on your keyboard already, this is recorded on Sunday. So if something happened Monday.
Yeah. We didn't know.
We don't have a time machine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're not stupid.
Plus, he already stated that you don't know what airline
it
is.
Said,
I don't remember.
Before, yeah, you don't
was
remember,
it Spirit?
Yeah.
Them seats weren't small enough to be Spirit.
Yeah, them things is plush, man.
He wouldn't have had enough room to punch the seat.
I'm just saying, for the flight attendant to be that just casual about some shit, I'm like, man.
They did issue a statement. This is typical standard statement. The safety and comfort of our customers and team members is our top priority, and our team is looking into the issues. There's also in this report on clicktohouston.com, it said after airing her grievances with American Airlines, she was told to contact the FBI to investigate her claims. So that's the thing that kind of confused me. Why would she contact the FBI
for assault
about this disturbing notice?
Yeah, I think that was for the assault part is what I read, that she was contacting the FBI to investigate the assault. I don't know about the notice part.
But what? Oh, okay, to investigate the...
That's what I thought, at least. But, I mean, at this point, there's a few different stories flying around. So I just went with the story that was told multiple times, which was she had a fused spine, her back was hurting, she reclined her seat, he started hitting it. Because I had one fool that was just like, well, what if he can't speak English? In the video, he fucking says, hey, lady, what's your problem? So he speaks English just fucking fine. And then she just ignores him and just keeps with her seat reclined, and he just keeps hitting it. And one other, actually, I think this might have been the same doofus that was trying to compare a little kid hitting your seat to this grown-ass man. Different. And I'm like, bro.
That's different.
Do you realize how dumb what you're typing sounds? Like, that doesn't make, I can't get mad at a kid. I can get mad at their mom.
Yep.
Like,
and you could give the kid a mean look, and 9 times out of 10, they might stop.
Shit, you must not have been on a plane with white kids. Mean looks only work for black kids because they know a punishment is coming. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With a white kid, only thing they know is that count is coming. 1, 2, 3. He's like, I can count 2, bitch. 5, 6, 7. Right. What?
You give a mean look to a white kid, they give you a goofy ass look back.
Like, right.
They
like, what are you looking at?
They think it's a game.
Right.
Nah.
I wish you would give a mean look. Or they'll tell on you. They'll push the fucking button. Like, hey, he's giving me a mean look. And they'll kick your ass off the plane.
I know, right? Oh, man.
But yeah, that's some crazy.
That's some fucked up shit.
Bullshit.
Man.
I'm like, damn. And it was a short flight. It was from Louisiana, I believe.
They said it was like 2.5 hours or something like that.
Is it that long? Louisiana to South Carolina?
Yeah, it said the flight was supposed to last less than 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Not that.
So less than 2 hours, and for however long, he was punching the back of her seat. And
he did it the whole time?
No. I don't know how long he did it. Even if he did it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because there's a longer video than what you all saw. So he's punching it, and at some point, he starts like hitting it like he's playing drums on the back of her seat. And at no point did anyone like slap the shit out this dude. And again, I'm not about violence, but come on, man. Y'all really just sat there and let this man punch the back of this woman's seat. That's crazy.
Too.
For a good minute.
He got a good workout in, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Man. Do you think she was on the flight alone? Like, do you think her husband or son or
if she had a son figure, or a husband on that flight, she needed to disown the son and divorce the dad.
100%.
Because you got 100%. Some punks in your family.
Some bitch ass.
Is that an issue that, like, do people really do step in nowadays when it comes to shit like that?
Apparently not.
Like, are there any good Samaritans, basically?
You can get in trouble for being a good Samaritan. That's sometimes, true. You know,
especially if you're black.
Not my business. What
so you can't. You would have let the white man
I
go
said
at it.
Shit,
I'd have said something.
It ain't my business.
That's white on white crime.
Two white folks fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have gotten to the white man. But hey, can you talk to them?
Right.
Can you deal with this, Travis?
It's like a New York street. You just keep it moving.
So you wouldn't have said nothing either.
Probably not.
Wow.
I mean, because I'll be coming in after the fact. I wouldn't know what's really going on. So,
but I'm saying, what if you was like sitting next to him?
What if you sit next to her?
Like, if I was sitting next to her?
Yeah.
Because you're going to feel them bumps too.
Yeah, right. Because then now it's affecting me.
Especially if she got a fucked up back. She leaning on you and shit, bro. Like,
damn. I guess at that damn. Point, I mean, honestly, at that point, then yeah, I would have to say something. But I don't think I would direct it towards him because I don't know the woman for anything. And I don't want to get involved in somebody else's, you know, situation. And then me being black, nah. I would definitely voice it to, like, the flight. I would give a second voice to the flight attendant, like, look, this is the situation. So that way I could, you know, be on her side if it's her at fault, or be on his side if it's his at fault, whatever the case is.
But regardless of what happened before that, mm-hmm. what reason would you be cool with a grown man punching the back of a woman's chair?
He wasn't punching. He was giving it. Dog, he was tapping. Nah, he was tapping.
Like he was playing drums.
He was hitting the back of her seat.
Yeah, fine. I mean, I get it. I don't think that's respectful, but I mean, we're talking different. Like, if it was somebody I knew, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a problem. It's an absolute problem. Just the sheer fact that I don't know this woman from anything, and if something was happening to me, would she help me?
Who knows?
I don't know.
She probably would. A white woman love to help.
I don't know. I don't know.
Excuse me.
I don't know. But honestly, keep it honest. I'm looking at it and I'm trying to think deeply into it now about my reaction. But keeping 100 in the situation, I probably would say something just because I find it to be annoying and childish to keep tapping at the chair. So I would just, out of frustration, tell him something.
Don't walk it back now. It's Black History Month. You don't help out white people with Black History Month.
I did not say that.
Everybody for themselves.
I did not say that.
I think if I was next to her, I would probably say something just for the fact of it's affecting me.
But if you were next to him, you'd just be like, whatever.
But if it was,
across the row.
If you was across the row.
If I was across the row and I'm looking back and I see him, like, oh, shit. Because when you're on a plane, like, you're in a certain mindset. You're like, I'm just trying to sit down, get
you're
to my shit.
Get up, get
and
down.
Get out.
Hey, yeah.
You know, like, so
yeah.
You're not really trying to help out. The only time you're trying to help out is if you're trying to move motherfuckers' bags out your way.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, push it so you can sit down. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just think it's that airplane mindset.
2 days off of Valentine's Day, and we just over here just bragging about chivalry being dead than a motherfucker,
well,
huh?
Well, hey, B, what would you have done?
I think I probably would have said something. I mean, if
I know.
Said what?
He can barely talk now.
If I'm literally sitting next to the dude and he's doing that, yeah, I definitely would have been like, all right, man. Like really?
Out.
Like, come on. Like, seriously? But yeah, like, Nick, if I'm like two or three rows ahead and it's like behind me.
But what if like you're like said, right
at
across?
That point,
yeah.
At that point, I'm focused.
What if you're right across?
Yeah,
from
I'm gonna
her.
Say something. Yeah, if I'm like right. You said right across.
Not
from
sitting
her.
Next. To
not
her.
Sitting next.
Right across from her.
Across the aisle is what we're saying. Across the aisle from her.
I probably would say something if I'm right across the aisle. Yeah.
You sure you wouldn't closer. Be caught up in your headphones and your
well, good point.
The movie.
Good point.
You're saying if you
yeah,
see it.
If I see it, yeah. See but yeah, you have a good point. Because it'd be times I'd be in my headphones and it'd be the commotion happening. I'd be like, what happened? Yeah. He was yelling. I'm like, oh, shit, for real? Yeah. So that's a good point. That's a good point.
So I'm scared to fly. So I immediately put a movie on so I can tune out.
Right.
So I might not have even noticed it. I might
exactly.
Just listen to music.
Right.
Yeah, that G-Eazy on.
He can be like, you know what I'm saying?
If I see, especially if it's a black woman that it's happening to, yeah, I'm going to definitely say something. Because then I'm looking at that like that could be my sister, my mother, my grandmother. Like
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so if it was something like that.
If I see that, yeah. So,
is that racist?
Is what racist?
Because B just said that if it was a black woman, he would say something, but he'd be on the fence if it was a white woman.
I'm with B on that one.
That's not racist. Unity.
What do you mean? Well, it's a matter of, I think, like we have less people looking out for us than white people do.
Right.
It's a community thing.
Yeah.
Right.
I would say community.
That's not racist.
Dude. No.
Not now, if she was getting community. Beat up and you still was like, oh, she's white, fuck it.
Yeah.
That's still not racist, but it's fucked up. It's super.
I would say
it depends
on who beating her up. It's some big barely motherfucker. I'm like, all right, baby girl. It's Black History Month. I ain't jumping in. Just
please.
This.
Please.
I don't know. But like, she can sue and go to the FBI and all of this. But what if you get into it and it gets into a bigger altercation?
They look at your background.
And then you try to block something and you end up hitting her by accident. And then she's like, well, he hit me in the family. I was trying to break it up. Yeah. Now you in the suit too.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's a bit much. That's a Tyler Perry movie.
Right. Right.
I'm just saying.
I would do what B just said. I'm gonna look over and be like, I'm gonna be like, yo, bro, like, chill out. Mm-hmm. Like, chill out. Because he wasn't hitting it that hard, but he was still being an asshole. So I'm definitely going to be like, man, come on, man, chill out. And if he says something like, well, fuck you, mind your business. Okay.
Now you
then I have to hurt you.
Yeah. Now we get in the gangster road.
See, now you're involved.
But I, you know what? When it comes to these type of situations, and I'm not saying that men have the obligation to be involved, mm-hmm. but I don't think there's anything wrong with a man that's outside the situation looking over and being like, yo, man, like, chill out. Like, you're physically doing something. Whether mm-hmm. or not you're punching this woman in the face,
right.
We can downplay it all we want, but he's still causing her mm-hmm. some type of physical uncomfortable something. Yeah. Right. So I don't think there's anything wrong with, because again, there's no fucking way that I believe that he would do that if that was a man in that seat.
Nope.
There's no way. Nah, even if the man was smaller than him, yeah. I don't think he would have done that.
I agree.
He was doing that because it was a woman and he knew he could get away with it. So for a man to look over and be like, yo, man, you need to chill the fuck out. Like, stop. I think he probably would have stopped because he's obviously a bitch. Because who taps somebody's seat because they're angry? Not someone that fights.
I don't know if he would have stopped.
Man.
I think he would have stopped because he heard a man voice. Maybe not mine. If he heard your deep voice, he would have stopped. if you looked over.
He seemed like that much of a dick.
I don't think so. I think he seemed like that much of a punk that he's going to do that shit to a woman. But if you looked over and was like, hey, bruh, you do it. How would you do it?
He said, you do it.
Just do it. Pretend you're angry.
Let's recreate.
Pretend I'm angry.
Yeah, pretend you're angry.
You got him on here like Vernon Davis. You don't get that reference. But yeah.
We'll show you the video.
We got to show that live.
Or, you know, even Nick, just because Nick has a beard. Even Nick.
They would have thought he was a terrorist. No.
They sure would.
Well, Nick would be like, I'm going to blow this bitch up if you don't cut this shit out.
Right.
I think if any man that showed some sort of like masculinity, I think that dude would have stopped.
Yeah, because I don't think I would have yelled. I would have been like, hey, man, chill out. You know, yeah,
that's enough. Yeah. That's enough. What you said just right, hey, man, chill out, stop.
Yeah.
I think he would have stopped.
What's up, Nick?
Recently, I just saw on Instagram on the Shade Room, Atlanta star Brian Tyree Henry is cast. He's in the Eternals movie that's coming out, the new Marvel film after Black Widow, is the first openly gay superhero in the Marvel universe.
Was it the Paperboy?
Yeah, Paperboy.
Oh.
So yeah, really? he's gonna be yep, the first after, you know, he's been in a bunch of films. Joker.
Really?
Stop.
I'm sorry. Stop. I was trying to hold my life.
I got about 13 of them cooking me. But I ain't saying none of them.
But he's a good actor. He's been in a lot of good stuff. So I found it interesting that they chose him to be the first openly gay superhero. I would think if you want to go with it, you may go with someone who's actually, I don't know if he is gay or not. I don't think he hasn't came out. But I would think they'll make someone who's obviously openly gay.
What's his character?
Yeah, who's his playing?
The character is from the Eternals, so they're like godlike beings. I think his name is Phantos. Oh, Fastos. Yeah.
Fastos?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Like,
it's Phastos.
Who is that, Ken? You read those, don't you?
No, I don't know.
I'm unfamiliar with the Eternals.
Yeah,
I am too. Yeah.
The paper new. Boy is that.
Yeah.
I just can't even see paper. It.
I can't
see it.
I can't either, man.
I can't. That's why when I saw it, I was like, because they talked about like this Eternals movie is going to have an openly gay character, but you didn't. The cast is so deep. You got like Salma Hayek, Angelina Jolie. I think the guy from Game of Thrones.
Which one?
It
doesn't matter.
It's a big cast. So I was like, okay, it could be any one of them, but they chose him. I think he's the only black guy.
Get Lord Jamar on the phone.
Oh, you think John Snow would be so pissed?
Yeah, John Snow is going to be so fucking mad.
I got a question. Why didn't they, kind of going back to what you were saying before, why didn't they just go get a gay character?
Isn't
a gay man to play that role.
I mean, it's Marvel. They can pay anybody. And they like everybody's trying to be a part of the universe. So it's like,
so why get him?
Yeah.
I have no
idea. Who are there that are openly gay black men that besides like Jussie Smollett? Because you know they can't get him.
Nah.
What about he'll just lie and say he was on the show. Like, yep. No, you weren't. Yes, I was. No, you weren't.
Man, I was Fastos.
What about like
yeah, bro?
What about Billy Porter?
Who's that again?
From Pose.
I've never seen
the guy that wore the dress.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a way for this to not sound disrespectful, but maybe they are looking for someone that is
like
very stereotypical. No. Someone that is very stereotypically masculine.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And since Billy Porter is not that, maybe that's why they wouldn't go with someone like Billy Porter. Because I've only seen pictures and I've seen him talk and his mannerisms. So maybe they're like, and again, guys, don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to say, like, this is maybe that's what these Hollywood people are thinking. They want someone that doesn't look stereotypically, in my finger quotes.
Do you think that, like, for roles like this, you got to read for them? Or they just kind of pick who they want. So then maybe he read the best.
Maybe
he, I feel that too.
But then
I feel that too. But
I'm running through the list of superheroes.
Because you think it's going to be a flamboyant? Like,
well,
you know what I mean?
Well, that's the point though. Maybe he's not.
Maybe he's not. But, he's not. Yeah, but then again, even his build, he's not a superhero.
Oh, okay.
But he might get in shape for it. He might get in shape for it.
He ain't getting in shape.
You never know. Like, they can transform your body. Like, you can work out.
I understand that. Some of the cast has, but like, at best, he's going to be Anthony Anderson. You know what I'm saying?
At best?
At best.
He's in better shape than Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, bro.
But I'm just saying, with the type of training, they can have your body change a lot. Yeah, bro, trust me.
Because think about it. You're going to work out about 3-4 times a
day. That's what I'm saying.
For a whole month, bro. Like, you're going to
lose some weight. Your body is going to transfer.
It's a whole nother beast from a regular average Joe that has to work a job.
Yes.
No, I get that. My thing is just more of...
Fastos looks tight.
Yeah.
He's going to have to hit the gym.
Is his... story is,
we don't know much about it. Like, I don't know much about it. My thing is just more we're looking at pictures of the cast, but my
let me see that. I didn't see that.
I don't know why. That's funny. I don't,
my thing is, like, Marvel's been talking about representation a lot.
And
the LGBTQ community has been on them about, like, when is our movie coming out? You got Black Panther, you gave Captain Marvel. When are we gonna see us? And I think, like, with this cast, and again, it goes back to, like, why people are critical of, like, you can play, like, don't play us if you're not us type things. So that's why I found it interesting that they chose him to be the first one.
Feels
so
like a missed opportunity.
What is
the cartoon?
Does it?
Yes.
What
casting a straight man to play a gay character?
I kind of agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there are gay actors, I'm sure, who would love that role, right?
Known and unknown. Go find somebody that's really dope. It don't have to
put him on the map. It's a Marvel movie. Yeah, you're going to put him on the map.
Because buddy that plays Thor wasn't a nobody before Thor.
Was not a nobody or
was
a nobody?
Was a nobody before Thor.
Hemsworth.
Was he?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Same with, like,
romantic comedy.
Yeah,
kind of guy.
he was on the way up.
But he wasn't
an action star. Yeah.
Or I'm just talking about just in stature. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say Tom Holland, like the new Spider-Man. I don't remember him from anything until...
I don't remember him from anything.
So, it's like,
The brand is strong. Marvel has broken a lot of people into, you know, bigger roles and stuff like that.
I think superheroes in general, it's very few that are, like, already, like, really great actors that play a superhero and it turns out great. Like, Iron Man.
Yeah.
Iron Man was good, but we didn't see... What's it?
Robert Downey
in a while.
Yeah, because
He was going through his drug issues. Yeah.
Right,
he was 5 years sober when he did that movie.
Exactly, and so even though he's a really great actor and really well known, he was unheard. Like, nobody heard from him for a while, and then he came out with Iron Man. It was just like he just shot up.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he was like, I went from being Ghost and now I'm back, and
like
I'm number one. Like, and he's like the man when it comes to those whole Avengers, everything too.
Yeah, Marvel has been really good with bringing in people that are either unknowns or haven't been seen in a minute and making them hot again. So I agree with Ken, actually, that they could have went and got a gay actor and had him do this. I get what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you, Ralph, that maybe he read the best. They could have went and got 5, 6, 7 gay actors, and maybe they didn't read the best, and this guy did. I know somebody asked if he was gay in the comics, and it looks like, yes, he had a husband. In the comics, he also had a child. So, I don't know. I find the whole thing interesting.
So he is?
Apparently in the
character,
comics.
The character, not Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. The character. In the comics. Yeah. Apparently he was gay in the comics. I was just trying to see if they were trying to force something.
Trying to force the storyline. Yeah.
But it looks like he was actually gay in the comics. But, I just know there's going to be a whole lot of...
Yeah, people are going to feel
what are those ADOS people where they're just like, oh, they're trying to effeminize the black man. Yeah, I guess. Why make it Tyler Perry? He's been... I'm not making a joke.
No, I feel
he's been... Nick, you an asshole, bro.
You're going looked up the dead space. What the hell going on here?
Oh shit! No, I'm saying he was in that one movie, right, where he was a an action person.
Well, Alex, he was like Alex Cross,
something like that. Yeah. So
really,
man,
he didn't go nowhere.
There goes shit.
No, that was bad.
That was bad.
I didn't see it.
It went straight to Cinemax.
That was bad.
Yeah. Didn't even go to Netflix.
We couldn't believe him because it's like it's a Madea cop movie.
Well, unfortunately, I'm fairly ignorant to LGBT actors, so I can't, off the top of my head, think of any black.
But I know there's
male.
A bunch of them.
There has to be. Because I can't say dude from Moonlight because he doesn't seem like that type of actor. So I don't know.
Oh, Moonlight. Yeah, I remember that.
But I don't know if I could see him as a superhero. But then again, I mean, who knows? He might be good at that. You never know.
Is he really?
I didn't think he was that good.
I don't even know if he's really good. When I saw Moonlight, I thought it was something else. I didn't read. I didn't read.
You went in cold.
I went in cold, and I just thought it was a gangster movie. So
I was just like, oh, they're really gangster.
I thought I'm just being honest. I just didn't look at, you know, the previews or anything.
When did you realize it wasn't a gangster movie?
Really early on, I was like. I don't want to sound ignorant, so I won't say. But I found out early on, and it was shocking. I was like, "Oh no, yeah, that's not gangster."
it was still gangster, but just in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, it was. Yeah, it had. I just how you in a mood for like.
Just like a hood flick.
I wanted a good hood flick that I haven't really seen before because I've seen, he's Paid in Full and, everything like that. I just wanted to see something that was new. I thought that was it.
It was new.
It was new.
But I'm excited to see how this movie turns out because obviously this is part of their phase four. So this is a whole new saga that's going to be happening. But it's also just like this is highly anticipated as far as all the things they're trying to put into it. Because I think they have a deaf character in there as far as one of the little girls, I think, who's a god as well. I think she's deaf.
Deaf.
Yeah, deaf. So it's just like they're trying to do a lot of representation. So I think this is going to be interesting to see.
Is it Shorty from Walking Dead?
I don't know. Some little white girl, I think.
Oh, it's a white deaf one?
Yeah. I wasn't big into comics. I was somewhat into comics because my brother was. And me being younger, I was like, oh, cool. But I wasn't heavy into it. So a lot of... like his character that you're speaking about here.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's like, how far are you guys going to go into this whole Marvel movie thing? Like,
until they stop making money.
Yeah,
but I mean,
no time soon.
Because like they gave a chance with Guardians of the Galaxy. Nobody. This is like what that was at the time. Like Guardians of the Galaxy, not a lot of people knew about it.
Right.
And then it became one of their best movies.
Yeah, but that dude, what is it? Owen Wilson? Not Owen Wilson.
Chris Pratt.
He's just funny.
In general.
That's what to Mike's point, like they bring out random characters that make you like, I know this person. So.
He was already kind of known, wasn't he, from that other show?
Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
But it's just like elevated
him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's way better in Guardians of Galaxy. And now, just from that movie now, than he was in Parks and Rec. He was okay.
He was a funny fat guy.
But he wasn't even really that funny.
Yeah.
But... when he got to that movie,
You know what's interesting? Real quick, we can move on. I was typing in openly gay male characters, openly gay male actors, and I'm yet to find a black one. It's all white people, which I didn't know this guy was gay.
Yeah,
I found
that right after Heroes.
Didn't know that. Not that I care, of course, but I'm already way past him. Well, I'll go back to him later, but I have not seen a single black man yet, which... no, he's not black. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's why,
Yeah.
Maybe there's just not a lot of openly gay black male men in Hollywood. Openly.
Yeah.
Don Lemon. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Don Lemon was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He's still a piece of shit, but I didn't know he was gay.
They could have got him.
No, they couldn't. There's no fucking way I would have been to see that shit.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
I can't stand that motherfucker.
Did you I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a clip circulating online when he was hosting his show, and he had two guests on, and he was cracking up. Somebody said one of the guests said Trump can't wouldn't be able to spot Ukraine on a map if it had a U and a crane right beside it.
I can't front, that shit was funny.
That shit was hilarious.
That shit was funny.
Don Lemon, he lost all composure. Like, they had to basically just damn near stop the segment. That shit was funny.
He couldn't stop laughing.
He could not stop laughing.
His transition has been so interesting because he went from the, I don't like using this term, but that's what they called him, the Oreo, you know, the black man, the Uncle Tom type of dude.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems like that's gone. Yep. Now they're looking at him like he's really like down.
Yeah, before.
Yeah, he became black when Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's weird.
Before that, he reminded me of the black dude from the Boondocks. What's his name, Tom?
Tom. Oh, shit.
He reminded me. Right. That's all he reminded me of.
And then, is that what he's based off of? Because he even looks like him.
He looked just like him.
Might be.
Wow.
Now that you mention that, might be.
That fucks my brain up.
Yeah, might be, but yeah,
that's
nah.
Funny.
But yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that's full of fucking funny, yo.
Oh wow.
But yeah, what I wanted to bring up was, have you guys heard about this facial recognition technology that's being used by the police force to find suspects in crimes? Yep,
it's not the one that they've been using for years. It's a new something.
Nah, I think you're maybe well.
There was the one that they were having drones fly over and spot people in crowds.
Mm-mm, this is new.
Okay.
At first, I thought you were talking about the shit the CIA pulled, but that's a different story. But yeah, it's this company called Clearview AI. It's a new facial recognition software that can identify anyone with a single photo. So the founder, Hon Ton Thot, designed the app specifically to help law enforcement agency solve crimes, and it uses.
It was his fault.
I know, and I was doing well.
I tried.
I had the same reaction when I heard it on the podcast.
I was trying.
Oh shit! Keep going.
Come on, man. Push through.
Well, Tone Thot claims that the app is 99.6% accurate in his matches and is being used by more than 600 law enforcement agencies, including the Chicago Police Department. They should have used that shit for Smollett ass.
They probably did. I heard he got
new charges.
Yeah, he got new charges.
A bunch of charges.
Yeah. But yeah, this is you know, we got the facial recognition shit on the iPhone. But yeah, them actually taking and scrapping Facebook, all these, scrubbing. You know, yeah.
You said scrapping, scrubbing, you mean, right?
Same thing, but basically
scrapping means getting rid of.
You talking about scraping?
Okay, gotcha.
My bad. Yeah, scraping.
Okay,
scraping Facebook and all these sites. This is public information that we put out there, putting them in a database and turning around and using that to find criminals, people that have actually legit committed crimes. How do you guys feel about that? Because this is like some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to take your face, like, this is like some shit we've seen in movies.
Minority
like,
Report,
legit,
almost.
Legit seen in movies, man. And when I heard about it, I thought, on one hand, it's really, really dope that they're able to really, like, really find people that have committed crimes and put them behind bars. That obviously takes a criminal off the streets and put them where they need to be, protecting future victims. On the other hand, we all know this shit can go left real quick.
Yeah, I'm just
hackers
thinking about
and all that
yeah,
shit.
Like doppelgangers, like niggas who just look alike. It's just
they'll
bust. They'll bust in your door like, bro, I ain't do nothing. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. And then it's just you gotta. That's another reason to keep going after the same type of people they've been going after. So it's just, I don't know.
That's kind of invasion of privacy, I think.
Well, that was like what the podcast was saying. Like, it's the end of privacy as we know it,
right?
But is it though? Because if we're voluntarily putting our information out there in a public forum for everybody to
social media,
right?
Yeah, but not for that intent.
Now you're misusing my. you know, my image or my what I'm putting out there. You're using it for something else, you know?
Because you tell me this social media site is for me to share photos with my friends, family, and whatever. Okay, of course, I'll allow that. But if you're saying, no, this social media site is also being used to find and track criminals, like, I'm not putting my information on there. Right. Like,
yeah, because you control who your friends are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So you're not, it's public, but it's not all the way public. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have an account that's set to where only the people that you want to see can see your shit. But what this is saying is, regardless, if you're uploading it to Facebook, bam, it's done. We can see it.
So we give it to these companies. Mm-hmm. We consent to do that.
Yeah.
We also, depending on what the terms of agreement are, also consent for them to use that information, mm-hmm. you know, elsewhere. So right. this is an extension of that.
Right. And from what I'm understanding, Facebook is known for cooperating, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, they've been selling their data for
years.
That's part
of their
privacy policy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think some of the social media companies that they were getting these photos from have, you know, stopped or sent a cease and desist to the company for them to stop that practice. So I don't think at the time that they were doing it, it was mm-hmm. something that.
Well, doesn't Facebook own Instagram too?
Yep.
And those, are the two, and
those
are
the yeah, those are the two heavily yeah. operated or utilized.
I think they own WhatsApp too, right?
Oh God,
they own Facebook owns.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's saying they've estimated that they've helped solve thousands of cases, shoplifters, murderers, pedophiles.
Shoplifters? You putting that in the same category as murderers and pedophiles? Like,
you breaking it's the law?
It's thousands of cases.
Not there's so, a certain.
I'm just saying, like, it should be a threshold for, like, if you stole some pork chops, you shouldn't be like, all right.
Crime is a crime, Nick.
No. I think that's a problem when we start saying crime is a crime and then we focus on, because if you look at the history of crime is a crime, it's not, you know.
I mean, the degree of crimes, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you wanted to look at it that way. But I think in this particular case, you know, they're saying that these are the type of cases that we've solved using this. So it could be something as extreme as, you know, a pedophile or something as simple as a shoplifter.
I think the whole pedophile, yes. Rapist, yes.
Shoplifters.
Come on, use your money for something other, you know, it's.
And I agree, right? Like, there's different levels of crimes. However, like, look at it from the business owner. If you run your own business and somebody comes in there and you're losing $150 a week just because of this one motherfucker, you don't want to get him locked up?
That says more about you than the technology. Nigga, why exactly. you letting a nigga come through every week and steal your shit?
But here,
can't catch the motherfucker yet? Come on, man.
Come on, like, man. Look, man, all I'm saying is that you may not have the tech. You may not know. You just keep doing inventories. Like, damn, bro. Like why the fuck?
Jameis Winston been in here.
Oh, no.
Somebody stay in front of the crab legs.
I'm just saying, man. Like you got to look at it from at least like the shoplifting and stuff like that from the business owner's perspective.
Write that off as a loss and keep it moving. You get your money back.
And I'm not saying that you wouldn't, but I'm just also saying like you wouldn't want to be.
But that's your. I'm just saying.
But to FIFO's point, it will keep prices down if they can keep these criminals out of there.
But that's your personal information that they're using for shoplifters. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can understand.
It's
again.
Your face.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's an image of your face that you've uploaded and you've consented to.
And that's on Google, Twitter,
yep.
YouTube, Facebook.
You ever Google Venmo, yourself, bro?
LinkedIn.
Okay, so put it like this. Let's put it like this. You consented to put your picture out there, right? Because you had a fun experience at Disney World. So you wanted to put that out there so you could share with your family and friends. And they want to use that to try to, you know, convict you for a crime, whatever the case is. Just like you send your girl a certain kind of picture. You sent it to her to share with her for whatever moment you had. Is it right for her to then take that picture and be like, well, did you sleep with my boyfriend? And show your picture around?
That's a little different.
I mean, she's using it for other purposes.
Yeah, but the thing is, they can't do this unless Facebook has consented to it, and they have to give you some sort of notice that this is happening.
What notice so are they? What notice?
They
are they?
Have to.
It'll be the same thing like
in the privacy policy.
Yeah,
we've updated privacy policy. Right. Do you want to hit OK?
And if your ass hit OK, then that's on you for not reading it. Now, there's no privacy policy in a text message, like sending my girl a text message. There's no privacy policy there. Like,
right.
But so what they're saying is that they're not taking any personal data, just your photo. And yep. Let me add this. Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Venmo, and LinkedIn have sent cease and desist letters. Those are the companies I mentioned earlier.
That's a surprise.
To them in an effort to shut the app down. They said that photo users put on that, well, the company said photos users put on their accounts are not public domain, and taking people's photos, a practice known as scraping, violates their terms of service.
There you go.
But Google, on the other hand, they said, well, actually, I take that back. Google in 2011 opted out of pursuing facial recognition. That was something that they were doing. But so I don't know what's going to happen from here. If they can't get the photos, but they said they got like $3 billion already.
But they're, I feel like every year they're inching towards, like, we that want more information. Brother, we want to track you more. We want to, you know, locate you easier and easier. And people, I had a conversation with someone. I feel like from the generation of millennials and then moving backwards as far as the previous generation, like, there's certain things that they value that we don't value. Like, I think, like, the generation before millennials, they value, like, privacy. Mm-hmm. And our generation, we value security. So we're willing to give up certain things to feel secure. But as far as the previous generation, like, they were willing to, like, nah, I don't give a fuck about all that. Like, I care about my privacy more. And I just feel like as we're getting young, like, generations are getting older, they're accepting more, like, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. If you're trying to find pedophiles, yeah, use my photo. Because I know I'm not one.
Right. Right. Exactly. So I would assume that people here are not committing crimes, right? So it won't affect you in a negative way. So if they are using this.
But it could, though.
Where is the greater good a benefit for that? Like, are you willing to concede that in order to stop?
My thing is human error. Human error is the thing. Yes, it's like, okay, like, when we're looking at who's looking at these photos, because it's one thing, obviously, the technology is just taking them and just putting them in all into this, like, a queue. Mm-hmm. But, like, who's monitoring, like, all right, this is that person, this is that person. And, like, nah.
But I think you're thinking about it, like, in an archaic type of way. Like, we have literally, like, artificial intelligence now. We have these computers. Like, there's not one single person or even a group of people that are monitoring all of these pictures.
That makes me more scared.
I feel you.
The fact that it's artificial intelligence. Because the thing is, there are certain crimes that disproportionately affect black people.
And that's what I'm saying.
So when you're talking about things like shoplifting, for example, I can see a lot of young black kids getting locked up over that shit, and they can be like, I wasn't anywhere near there. Well, the facial recognition camera says that your face matches this one.
Yeah. But you know what you can also do, because we have technology, we have GPS in our phones and shit, and we also have your phones pinging off of network towers, you can prove that you weren't there.
You can't, because look, because who says you had your phone on you?
Right.
That you can't prove that you had your phone in your pocket.
But if you did, you could.
Exactly. But you can't. So it doesn't matter.
Like,
prove that you had your phone? Like, if you say, well, I wasn't there because my phone pinged from this, they'd be like, well, you didn't have your phone on you. You were at this location. Your phone was there.
But that's in that scenario, though. In instances where that person does have the phone, they have, you know, an alibi, so to speak.
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Regardless of whether or not I actually factually had my phone
on my person,
how can I prove that I had my phone on my person?
All I know is that cops use that against you now to prove. So you should be able to use it for yourself.
I want to live in the world you live in.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You're thinking very logical, but, like, obviously we've seen a lot of cases towards minorities where it seems logical, but how did this situation
But that is a valid defense, though, and if you're going to trial. I know you got,
if you can afford that lawyer.
Yeah, but the facts are the facts. And I know you guys are, I know we're looking at this and the law hasn't always been on our side, and they could just completely ignore that, which is, I think, is what you're heading towards. But
right.
So then what's the point of that then?
But I still think at the same time, you still have it to work in your favor.
Yep.
So I don't know.
If the cops want to pin something on you, and your only defense is, well, I had my phone in my pocket and my phone was pinged from here.
Check the tower.
And y'all really think that that's going to work?
It would be one of many, that's not
exactly. And it's just part of your alibi. It's just part of, because look, if you were by yourself or whatever, okay, cool. That's a harder sell. Mm-hmm. But if I'm with my family and I have my phone and I have my this.
You're adding extra.
Hold on, time out. What FIFO's not finna do is act like we're tripping. Because that's what he does. He raises his seat back and acts
because
you didn't say all that. You said the phone. That was
No. I understand.
Now I'm on your side.
But
I wasn't before.
No, I feel you. But all I'm saying is that if this technology is saying that I was here and I committed this crime, mm-hmm. and I'm saying no, I have my phone and I also have other alibis, right? In addition to my phone, GPS and all of that shit. I'm just saying it strengthens your argument, yeah, so you can use technology on your side. My whole point is that you can use the same technology that they're trying to use to accuse you, you could use to defend yourself, is all I'm saying.
Will we have access to that as well? As the government,
the facial
will?
Record. Yeah. Well, right now it's just the police. I don't know.
Why? Because they're would you
no, we don't.
It?
We won't because yeah. they're selling it to the they're selling it to these companies. Yeah, so not.
So you want to use it just through the legal procedure?
Well, he's not saying just the phone. He's not saying the face.
Yeah, the face yeah. part. That is what it is. That's proprietary.
You can just use your phone as a way to counter.
All I'm saying, because what Nick was saying was is that back in the day, right, previous generations, they wanted their privacy, mm-hmm. and we are willing to forego some of that stuff for security, and they're going to use technology and all of these other methods against us, right? Especially this facial recognition type shit. Mm-hmm. I get it, and all I'm saying is that you're trying to wrongfully accuse me because your facial recognition said XYZ. I can use technology to my defense. Mm-hmm. Is
and
all
we're
I'm
just saying that they're
going to
go with the face over your phone pinging from a tower. That's well, all I'm saying.
And to Nevin's point, I may or may not be able to afford that lawyer. However, I'm just saying that you can also use technology to defend yourself. That's my sole point.
I just doubt that public defender going to do all that work.
Okay. Facts. Right. Even that paid lawyer still cannot go against their facial whatever the fuck this thing is.
He going
to
slide you that deal and be like, take this.
Shit, watch Outsider, motherfucker. We'll see what happens. This shit, man, nah. I don't trust this one fucking bit.
That's where you at. You just don't trust it.
I don't trust. And again,
even with it doing some good.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't trust. It's not that I don't trust the technology. That's part of it. That's okay. part of it. I don't trust the police force. I don't trust the government to mm-hmm. use this technology properly. So if we've all seen these shows that are based mm-hmm. on true events, mm-hmm. if they want to close a case, they're going to close a case. So if they say, well, shit, this robbery has been an open case for fucking 9 months and we need to close it. Oh, the facial recognition said Mike did it, even though Mike was in fucking Dead End Studios because my phone pinged. Nah, man, I'm going to jail. I'm going to fucking jail. Yeah. And again, that I feel like those type of things are going to disproportionately affect younger, poorer black people than it is anybody else, because they're the ones that it would be easier for them to throw in jail.
Yeah, we put it in the hands of mm-hmm. Bloomberg.
Oh God! Oh my God! Right?
Right?
Jesus Christ!
That part of it, I don't trust at
Nick,
all.
Nick, so where you stand on this?
Nah, yeah, I'm with Mike. Yeah, I'm not with it. I'm not with all that giving up. It's that whole selling data privacy thing. Like we're starting to see it happen more and more. Certain apps are allowing you to do certain things where they have to ask for these privacy mm-hmm. agreements stuff. And like FIFO was saying, and Mike was saying, like people just hit okay. And then they get upset when some shit like this happens. Mm-hmm. It's like nowadays they're just trying to slide things in through social media. Like a lot of laws, I feel like a lot of mm-hmm. laws are just like new technology.
Conspiracy on the brother.
Man, when you start watching all these documentaries on Netflix yes. and Hulu, it's like, why? How can I not right. pay attention to this shit now?
Yeah. All you gotta do is just when you get home, make a Facebook post that says, I do not consent to the government using my pictures. Have you seen this?
No, I've seen it.
Really? You must have dumbass friends. I got dumbass friends. Where it seems like once every 6 months, some stupid shit like this will flow through. I do yep. too. And I had to call and be like, take this shit down. Or they'll be like, oh, Facebook is going to be selling your pictures for modeling ads or some dumb shit, and they're not going to charge you for it. But if you make this post saying, I do not consent to this, then they won't do it.
Shit.
Bro, every time I'll have hella friends that be like posting the same shit. I'm like, y'all are so embarrassing. Y'all are so embarrassing. Please take this down.
FIFO, yeah or nay?
Yeah or nay to
this technology.
He light skinned, so
he gonna make this whole argument and be like, nah, I'm not cool with it.
I'm on the fence because my brother brought this to me like a week or so ago because, you know, he's into information system security. That's his career field. And he was telling me how crazy this was, like how in the accuracy of it. So I don't know, man. Like, I guess I see both sides. It's almost like Minority Report. I think, like, I feel like we're moving closer and closer to that. And I think that like technology is gonna is obviously gonna be the driving force behind it. And when I already think about it, like I have an iPhone 11, you know what I'm saying? Like my face is already like in my phone. Like I look at the shit and the shit opens up. So we are already. Yeah.
I didn't know they did that. Wait, I thought you were making some sort of joke.
I don't know anything about
you know my got an Android.
Yeah. I do not. I ain't that behind it.
I saw the case and I know I could recognize
my guy. I have Android.
Insulting our guest, Nick.
I know, right?
No, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, but you know, like I feel like we just naturally give up all of these things anyway through social media already.
Is that a good thing or is that something that we should be paying attention to more? Right. Like you're saying that cavalier, like it ain't shit.
No. I definitely think so, but I also think that, you know, if you're into the social media and stuff like that, you shouldn't just stop because of this.
It's not a good thing, but it is a thing.
Yeah, can I ask you a question?
What's up?
You're talking about that now at your age now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about when this really could have affected
14,
you.
14, 15. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm glad they didn't have this shit around. Man.
Exactly.
I'm talking about
who you telling? Who you telling?
Exactly. People go back exactly. When you had the Mercedes at the apartment.
because shit, me and my homies used to go nigga knocking. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all know what that is, but like
we know what that is. We're the only ones here that are actually niggas.
Exactly.
But hey, look, that was a joke, guys. Please don't get mad. I'm joking.
I thought you couldn't make nigga jokes.
I know. That's why I had to go ahead and clean it up. Yeah. You know.
But also, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to the audience, and maybe not everybody knows, but like you would go and bang on people's, you know, doors and shit at fucking 2-3 in the morning, and then obviously they would use that facial recognition to catch me.
You're right.
But at the same time, but I know this. Like if my homie got caught doing that shit, I ain't gonna do it no more.
Oh my God.
If my homie got caught.
No Cuban knocking.
Right. This ain't it.
This ain't a nigga, so we good.
It's that 0.4% that is right. I know, right? That it doesn't work.
But nah, like obviously
you could be the one that got caught.
I could have been.
And it might not even been you though. Well, that's the whole point. Exactly. Like, what if it wasn't even you? What if it was some other light skinned dude?
What if that wasn't the house that you knocked on? It wasn't your turn.
It was a different one,
but the house that you did knock on.
So I take it you a no.
Nah, I'm not with it. No. I'm sorry. I have a very.
You got hella skeletons in the closet.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I just started flipping houses, bro.
Nigga, I need my realtor license, bro.
I had a past life. That's all I'm saying. I just really.
B.
Hell no.
He's from Detroit. You know he's going to
damn.
That's crazy.
Can you
shit.
give it up?
Well,
you're a parent, though, so it may be different with
say
you.
It ain't so.
That seems like it'd be more of a reason not to.
Well, because of the pedophile thing, you want those people off the street.
Well, no, it's not even about that. That's like one crime. Yeah, right.
You have a kid.
I do.
Your kid is going to want to experience life, and they're going to do a lot of stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and if he does some stupid shit and he gets caught using that technology, like, I don't know, man. I think, you know.
You treat him like ghosts? Like,
you ain't my fucking father. You ain't my fucking father.
He's like, confess, you know.
I'm scared of it, but I see the benefits of it, mainly because I'm not out here committing crimes. To your point, I will hope my son isn't either. You know, so, I mean, I was able to get away with my shit because this shit didn't exist.
We're saying that
if he go out and do some shit and this becomes, you know, commonplace and he wouldn't be able to get away from some shit if he happened to get away, then, you know, that changes his life.
But what if he wasn't the one doing it? That's why I keep trying to drill into
my
y'all.
My son has unique facial features.
No, he doesn't. not to white people. To white people, your son looks like me, B, Rod,
but that's
Montel Jordan,
but
all of them.
But that's the thing to FIFO's point. Like, the technology will, I believe, clearly identify that person with accuracy.
And that's our disconnect.
You're saying that, you guys are saying that once the technology identifies the person is handed over to a human who would also take that and has to make a
no, a that's not what I'm saying at all. Because to me, it's like the technology isn't creating itself. A human is creating that technology.
Right.
So whatever algorithm they're using to facial feature all this stuff, that's still human error. And then on top of that, after we get that information back, it's a human that has to put this out there.
But I also think that facial features are very distinct to almost as good as fingerprint.
This thing called stereotypes for a reason. That's what I'm trying to say.
But facts. No, look at
my son can't open my phone.
Well, you don't look like your son, but I'm sure there are other black boys who do look like your son.
Nah.
Come on, we see doppelgangers all the time with black folks too.
And mine is supposed to be Common. I don't think Common can open my fucking phone.
You don't look that much like Common.
That's bro. What people saying.
You
I'm do just look, saying.
You did back in the day.
Nah, he's trying to try to Common.
No, I'm not making a joke. I'm being dead ass. Like, you did used to look like Common. I don't think you look enough like Common where Common can open your phone. But what I'm saying is, with this technology, there could be someone that looks enough like your son for that cop to want to close the case. That's what I'm saying. And if y'all really think that this technology is so fair that it's going to reject all this shit,
and I'm not saying that. But that's the whole point. But my point is this as well. It's like in anything that we do, there's going to be some margin of error.
Yeah, I don't want that to be my life in jail, though.
No, I feel that, right. But
that's all.
But
I'm
it's
saying.
A
that's
lesser I think it's less risk having this of there being a bias towards a person, right? Because you have, like, this is part of closing a case. You have the suspect. You have the picture that's with 99.6% accuracy saying that this is the guy. You have the video. Also, because you have to have video of some sort, right?
No.
Yes. No. Yeah, you do. Yes. So they would get video evidence of the suspect that committed the crime.
Is that what the article is saying?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works.
They have a video.
Yeah, you have some type of video, and it takes the video. And
my question to you is, do you wholeheartedly trust the government and the justice system?
I trust the video. Well, I never trust the government. But
so then, what are we talking about here? Then,
but my thing is, if there's video evidence of a person being there, and then there's a facial recognition software that can marry the two together, then yeah, I'm fine with that.
Ukraine,
I'm straight.
What happened?
Because all of these discussions were all flying around with the stop and frisk shit, where people were like, "Well, you ain't got nothing to worry about, then you shouldn't be against stop and frisk." But how many people ended up in jail because of this shit? Because they had to pin something
on
somebody.
That was just stop and frisk,
and that's just stop and frisk.
But if y'all really think
that every single person is so unique that your face can't be matched to somebody else's, then y'all are tripping.
Yeah, that stop and frisk. I saw that firsthand when I used to live in New York. I'm at KFC in the long line, and this dude is walking.
That was your first mistake, but go ahead.
Look, because they will go to a chicken spot.
All niggas in there, boy. Right. Round them up.
At the end of the month, they get Nick Porter right. Like that Popeye's. Hold on, look at all these niggas right here.
But nah, seriously, like right outside of it, right down the street from some projects, two dudes walking, and they just literally just... I saw them come out the KFC or whatever the case is, just walking. And they pulled over in a plain cop car, not an unmarked car, jumped out and told these boys to pull everything out the pockets and stuff like that. And it was just really, because they were walking with two girls too. So I'm sure they probably just out hanging out, you know, hanging out with some girls. And you just get a random car just pulls up on you and jumps out and, you know, you got to empty your pockets and things like that.
And that's just going to increase with this.
Yeah. But then there was a thing about the whole stop and frisk. I watched the documentary a while ago, so I can't even really properly quote it. You're saying, but they were saying that a lot of the offenses that they got were because things that you were able to keep concealed on you became public once they came out of your pockets. And that's how they were able to pin a lot of stuff on you.
Exactly.
With that stop and frisk. Mm. So they were using that hand in hand.
That happened with that Crowder. What's that dude that ended up committing suicide?
Oh,
the guy Brody, that Jay-Z did that.
Yeah, he was kind of like a product of that stop and frisk.
A lot
situation.
Of black
yeah.
kids a lot are a product of that. Now think about if you can also add, oh, you look
right.
like this.
Right.
I mean,
it's going to get 10 times worse.
It's crazy.
If they're using it to solve crime, I'm cool with it.
They're always going to say they're using it to solve crime.
I know, but now it's... Stop and frisk was them trying to prevent future crimes.
No.
And if they use this to try to do that, then...
Ken, that's not what they said. they were saying stop and frisk, a lot of them were using that to say, oh, we had some break-ins over here, so we're going to say stop and frisk because we think you might fit the description of the person that broke in this house.
And we have no description.
We have no description.
We're just going to stop and frisk.
All you can have is a black kid.
Right. So we're going all the black kids is around, we're going to stop and frisk them.
Right. So, I mean, it's only going to increase if people are cool with this facial recognition shit. I don't trust no white dude to do no black people facial recognition because they think all of us look alike anyway.
Especially as shady as NYPD has been that we've seen.
Oh, bro.
And you think they're going to treat this shit great? I don't trust their ass.
All right. What was your other topic?
Have y'all heard about this movie?
I've seen the trailer for it.
I saw the trailer too.
I think it's dope. I want to see it.
Yeah, okay. So it's this movie and it's basically about... they go around and they kidnap deplorables. Okay, deplorables. So basically people that vote for Trump.
Okay.
They remember when Hillary Clinton called them deplorables and got whatever. Mm-hmm. So they kidnap these people and then quote unquote elite liberals hunt them down and kill them. So it's like Surviving the Game, but it's kind of shit. Reversed. So this is a movie that was going to come out. Oops, sorry. Who am I apologizing to? And it got canceled. All right. Even Trump tweeted about it. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, liberals think they're elite, but they're not really the elite. Da, 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 da. Liberal Hollywood is racist. All right. So the movie got canceled, but recently they decided that they're going to go ahead and release it. Mm-hmm. They did redo the trailer a little bit.
Yeah,
like they took out certain words.
Because I remember when it first came out.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like originally it did. I'm pretty sure it did say deplorables in the trailer.
Yeah, like they were like on it. Like, cause it had a lot of controversy and backlash when it first came out, and that's why they took it. I was wondering, I thought they just scrapped it all. It reminded me of like that movie, The Interview, with us, Seth Rogen and pretending to kill the who's this guy, Korean?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking
Korean,
about.
The leader, and they
North
they
Korea, took the,
Kim Jong.
Yeah, yep. They took that movie out of the theaters, I think, and they just had to put it on Netflix because it was were like, yeah, if y'all put this out there, we gonna do something about it.
Wow.
So like, yeah, it reminded me of that situation as far as like motherfuckers was like fighting back against it. So yeah, I was surprised that it came out. It was coming out again, but I noticed that a lot of changes in the trailer.
I'm not surprised only because look, that controversy was the best thing that could happen to that movie. Because when I first saw the trailer, I was like, I'm not watching this. It looks stupid. But now that everyone has flipped their shit about it, including the fucking president of the United States.
Yeah.
That, there's nothing better that could have happened for this movie because it's probably not good.
Yes,
it's got Hilary Swank in it playing an action character, and the trailer looks fucking whack. Anyways, you're like jumping over the fucking counter, shooting people. It looks stupid. Am I gonna go see it now? Absolutely. Because now I'm curious. But the whole funny thing about all of this is not only with Trump tweeting about how it's wrong that this movie is being made. Someone who tweeted out that video of like, remember the video where his face was put over a killer and it was like shooting people? No, nobody remembers that? Mm-hmm. Well, Ken does, so that's fine. For someone like him to be like, oh, this is too far. This is too far. But it also shows how stupid a lot of these Republicans are. Because when you watch the trailer, they're the good guys.
I was going to say, yeah, they're the...
The liberals are the bad guys. Because I'm sure at the end of the movie, the deplorables are going to be the ones that have to fight back and win. Mm-hmm. So I'm so confused by this whole situation, but I can't wait to see this movie now.
Yeah, I think just people that just... I don't know, he ain't going to get into Trump. You know, because he always talking about something bad, and he's in shit.
Like, he comments on pop culture more than actual his job. So,
But yeah, I'll go watch it, man. I would be interested, even now more so than before. I didn't even know about it, but hearing you talk about it makes it interesting to go see this. And I wonder what would the response be once they find out that they were actually the good guys.
The trailer shows it. Because you got to think about it. If the trailer
but
is...
But they follow lock and step with him, though, right? So if he says it's bad,
right.
They won't even go look at the trailer. They'll be like, yeah, this is bad. Y'all heard about this horrible
shit.
Well,
they were complaining before Trump even got a hold of it, from what I remember.
Okay.
There was already backlash from Republicans about the movie. And when I saw the trailer, I was like, I get you're thinking, oh, this is going to cause more violence because Democrats are going to start shooting. No, I get you're that dumb to think that's going to happen. But they were saying that it was portraying... deplorables in a certain manner. But I'm like, nah, it looks like they're portraying y'all as the good guys. And they're saying liberal Democrats are so evil that they're going to kidnap you, put you in a field, and kill you.
Which is
so it seems like the Democrats would be the ones being mad about this, not the fucking Republicans.
And I guess the funny thing about that is that the Republicans were the one that was kind of sort of doing that thing anyway, was putting locking motherfuckers in camps and shit.
Well,
you know,
they weren't hunting them with, you know.
They weren't hunting
them. We don't know.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
They could metaphorically be speaking, you know.
Yeah,
the
they
movie.
Were. Yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah. And then, you know, we know about the congressman that got shot. So maybe, I don't even know if they were thinking about that. I can't think of his name now. The one that was playing the baseball game. Yeah, so maybe they were thinking about that. I doubt it. That's just a good thing to say to get people on your side or, you know, against it. But either way, very interesting. When does it come out?
March?
I think, yeah, it was either March or April.
Frames per second.
Fairly
yeah, it, the quality of the film reminded me of Crawl. That's why I knew it was like...
Oh, man, Crawl was tight.
Crawl was tight. So I'm not going with high expectations, but with the so much hype, yeah, I want to see it.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it's called what?
It's called The Hunt.
The Hunt.
It looks like trash. It really does. It does not look like it's going to be a quality
March 13th.
Film. March 13th. Mm. Yeah, Friday the 13th. I remember that. They said that in the trailer. Friday the 13th. So.
Could be something. I mean, with all the hype about it now, then yeah,
they're
That's
winning.
The only reason why, like, yeah,
they're totally like, their poster now says like it's nothing but quotes from Republicans that are saying this movie shouldn't be made. The entire poster is just that.
Oh, that's smart.
So yeah. It's so. I mean, I kind of wonder if the whole cancel thing was bullshit.
They that probably yeah, they probably too. Made it up themselves. Know?
They probably just made the whole thing up. And then when Trump tweeted about, they're like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to do it for topics this week. We're going to jump into our comic commentary and pass the mic segment after this quick break.
Hey, everyone. This is your boy, Nikki Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect from the No Disrespect podcast. Sorry to interrupt your show, but if you could please put this on pause and go subscribe to my other show, Dead End Sports, I really appreciate it. We cover everything from football, MLB, basketball, whatever's going on. If it involves a ball, a goal, we talking about it. And we also bring in a few notable guests as well from the Dead End Podcast Network. So, again, please subscribe to the Dead End Sports podcast and continue to enjoy your show.
All right, so we're back with comic commentary, and we're going to start with St. Crook, who said that, and this is from Reddit, by the way, who said, I have a huge issue with white pop stars going on major platforms and saying disparaging words about hip-hop. The issue is saying it on any platform overall, just for clarification, especially when they thrive and live off blackness. I guarantee she, Billie Eilish, wouldn't say disrespectful comments about hip-hop on a more black-based platform. On the contrary, she would praise it. She went on Vogue and said bad things about a culture that she eats from. And then it's a lot of other stuff. I ain't going to read the whole thing.
Bro.
But yeah, so yeah, that's what he said. Then Still Free Audio 2 said that, I don't want to make this a facts only, but it's one of the more lighthearted ones. Boxing gloves may actually cause more damage in the long run than bare-knuckle boxing. He gave us an article on the dangers, and he said, my main takeaway is how boxing gloves allow more force to be blown to the head, so brain damage is more often seen from boxing with gloves rather than bare-knuckle boxing.
Yeah, you and Rod said that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you're entering, like, a fight is typically one thing, right? So boxers that do this professionally, like, you're constantly getting in the head, you know.
I see why that would be worse.
That's why you would have the stats that you have.
Okay, so I was wrong, guys. Thanks.
Who wrote this? St. Crook. I feel Gayle King was looking for her next R. Kelly moment. That bug is contagious for everyone. She thought she could become the woman of the people hero once again. It was out of touch and distasteful. I really appreciate Huey's poignant perspective. I always respected the young brother. You officially made me a fan of yours today, and I look forward to catching up on Low Mid.
Aw.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. And Koa Kid. Shout out to Koa Kid. B, you know Koa Kid.
Oh, yeah, Koa Kid. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Follows my little game. Comment about.
Producer.
No, yeah. By Africans.
Yeah.
Elicited a lot of response.
Yeah, they was hot.
Oh, my God. But Koa Kid. said that as for the N-word, I can't speak for the entire continent, but I don't think people use it like black Americans use it. It might have become popular among young people and with the influence of American hip-hop. And I think you said that something about hip-hop may have caused them, you know, people to use it a little bit more. So that makes sense. And he says he knows for a fact that South African rappers use the word in their songs, and he heard through an interview that they use the word from time to time as buddy or pal or homie, etc. But I really doubt the word is used like that. First, not the entire continent speak English nor understand it. In many places, they speak other languages like French, Portuguese, and other languages and dialects. Finally, Africans don't like black Americans. Honestly, I don't know if it's really true. I've read a lot of things on the internet, and I guess my comment, I guess my whatever I had copied didn't fully copy. But yeah, so he was one. Another guy, where is his? Because I saw you replied to him, Mike.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, he was nice about it, but basically what his broke down to, if you can't find it, basically what his broke down to was not every single African XYZ. And his comment was fine. I respect his comment. And again, he was perfectly respectful. But my issue with that is I would think that most people would have the sense to say, if when Ken said, well, you know, Africans don't really like African Americans, it seems like it would be really like painfully obvious that Ken does not know every single fucking African on the continent of Africa. Ken was clearly not saying every single African from Africa dislikes African Americans. He was stating, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it seemed like he was saying that in his experience slash what he has heard is this. Mm-hmm. And that was my stance as well. I know other Africans besides, I know we messed with Nick, but I mean, I know people that are actually like from there that didn't grow up in the United States. Mm-hmm. They've told me this.
Yeah.
They've told me this.
And I had a conversation with Ken about it because I was seeing on the Reddit thread as well. And what he was saying, it is on that line as far as like some Africans view African Americans as far as like you are complacent.
Yeah.
You don't understand the opportunities you have here. And when we come over here,
We work harder, they
feel like they take advantage of everything this country has to give.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a brother with a thought. So, yeah. And I replied to him, and I appreciate it. But, you know, overall, it sounded like he basically wanted to leave a post saying, not all Africans. He was basically doing that, not all men, hashtag not all women, not all white people are racist type thing. And, you know, what Mike said is spot on. Obviously, I would think that I'm definitely speaking from people that I have had this conversation with. And just to make sure, when I saw the comments from people, I said, all right, let me just make sure that I'm not too off base in what I said. So I went and had a conversation. I had my wife reach out to someone she knows that's from South Africa. Mm-hmm. And her husband, I think, is Kenya or from Uganda, one or the other. And she basically confirmed it, said everything just exactly what Nick said, and even more. So and you know, it's just like, you know, we don't take advantage of the opportunities here. We've become complacent,
lazy,
like every single thing. And we've abandoned traditions and we're losing sight of culture, and like all this
and
stuff.
And one of the reasons why I think that happens is like not my generation of like second generation Africans or first generation Africans in America, but like our parents who immigrated. They watch a lot of news, so they round the clock pretty much. So what they see, they get an instinct, and then also most of them are also in some black. They live in black communities as well too. So they look at their surroundings from a people watching standpoint. Is like, this is really how y'all act, and they make judgments off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, obviously we know not all of them, but
right.
I've been around enough to know like, all right, there's certain mindsets like that.
And the crazy part is like I would have never thought that until you know I have a sister-in-law that's from Ghana, and you know I've sat down and talked to her, and I'm like, really, that's how Africans really think about black people in America? And I would have never known.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 people in this room that have stated that they've sat down with, and that's not, again, that's not to say that every African
does
the same
100%,
way,
but
it seemed
like
from all of our experiences that's what Africans have said.
Yeah,
the
man.
People that are from these places,
yes,
right,
you know, because they were like, well, North Africa, you know, they don't think this way. Central Africa,
I don't know. I'm bad with geography, bro.
Yeah. I don't know where Ghana is. I just know it's in Africa.
Exactly.
I know that bitch is in Africa. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and another thing about the N-word thing as far as Africans using it, there's a good Hulu show called Rami. He's Egyptian. And there's an episode where he talks about the use of the N-word. And like, because like from... Because I've had conversations about with other black people as far as like Africans using N-word. And do they... Should they even be able to? Because, that word is really from black culture. It is from black culture. And it's a unique experience. And for... Unless you really... I don't know. For me, I'm half and half because I feel like I've grew up in this country and stuff like that. And I've been called niggas before too. So it's just like, I don't know if it's more based off of experience or location. Because, you know, some people are just like, well, you're not from here, so how are you going to use our language, like, that term?
Yeah, and I guess and I'll let you, if you have something to say, Nevin. But I guess when I said that, I was speaking from the perspective of if the people that do look down on or have an elitist attitude towards black Americans have that feeling, then they definitely wouldn't want to start incorporating that word into the language because they don't associate, they don't look at themselves that way. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't to include young Africans that listen to hip hop or stuff like that. That was just those that kind of separate themselves from black Africans. I mean, black Americans. So that's where that comment was coming from when I said that. Mm-hmm. You got anything to say on that? I know you get thrown into the fire, you know?
Yeah.
If not, it's
cool. How do we control who uses this term? You know, like, because I've seen a lot of different people use it. I think, oh man, I sound like such an adult. but with rap music, it tends to go hand in hand with rap music. If that's your primary genre of music that you're listening to, I notice that term comes hand in hand, you know, even with... You know, some of my Asian friends who are, you know, they dress like urban, I guess you can call it, hip hop, like that, you know, and that amongst themselves, they use that term. And, you know, I never really paid attention to it until one day I kind of heard them without being kind of around and how they, you know, speak to each other and they use it. And they used it, and it's just, you know, eye-opening. Like, yeah, they're cool and everything like that, but who's allowed to use it and who's not? Because you guys are talking about even black people. That's just from not being.
I feel like.
I'm definitely not saying that. Well, just to put that out there.
Yeah, for me, it's just like, I feel like that's a fight where, like, all right, if we get everybody else to stop using it and then we get to Africans, then that's a conversation. But until then, it's like, you're going to come at black people. Like, at this point, it's like, no, there's a priority list, at least for me.
Right. I think people getting mad about that, once again, don't understand racial dynamics or power structure. Mm-hmm. Just like we talked about last week. I don't see how Africans would have any sort of power advance over an African American, especially if you're in the United States. We're at that point, we're basically on the same level. Mm-hmm. So why would I get offended by an African saying, "What up, nigga?" any more than I would get offended by you saying, "What up, nigga?" or B saying, "What up, nigga?" It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I just feel like you're then just trying to create an argument. So Nick was spot on as fuck. Once we get past white folks saying it and that kind of shit, then we can discuss Africans. But until then, y'all cut this shit out. Y'all can say nigga all you fucking want. I don't care. I don't say it myself and in daily conversation. So I'm not really one to have like a moral stance or whatever, but I'm not finna trip over no African saying, "What up, nigga? Get the fuck out of here." I got bigger shit to be mad about.
Yeah, you know? I don't think I would either. And, you know, if you're a rapper, and black, and in Africa, it makes sense to me.
You can say it more than I can, but really. I'd be like, you're more down than anybody.
Exactly. You're checking off more boxes than me.
Right. Right.
I mean, they've gone through their own, you know, they've gone through a lot over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure they've heard that term.
They have their own terms as well.
Yeah, and they have their own terms. It's, you know, translates into, you know, so.
Yeah, man, I like, she hit me to a lot of game about, like, the dynamics, you know, where she's from and or they're from, her and her husband, and it's real interesting just to hear those conversations and, you know, just how, you know, the culture and the lifestyle is over there, just in general. So it's fascinating for me. I take interest in all that stuff. But yeah, we're going to close this out and jump into past the mic. But, yeah, I appreciate all the comments, and I didn't see anything that was disrespectful, so keep that up. And I've always found it fascinating, the things that people latch on to, like, you know, something as simple as that, and it becomes a whole discussion. And then the one about the organs, that became like a two-week-long discussion about, you know, or being an organ donor.
Organ donor, yeah.
And stuff, yeah. So, yeah, it's real interesting. It's kind of the things that people are interested in and feel to comment about. So, anyway, we appreciate all of the comments. Keep them coming, and you can leave those on our Reddit community on Twitter, Facebook. You can leave that on our Is the Mike Still On community on Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, Instagram as well, and Facebook. So we're going to jump into the Pass the Mic segment. This is where we answer your questions. You can send us a voicemail or you can email us. This one is coming from our email address at isthemicestillon@gmail.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, that number is 470-440-0811. All right. This is from, he didn't really say his name, so we know, BB, let's give this brother a name.
Clifford.
Cliff. All right, Clifford. All right.
You call that nigga Cliff, you're like, I ain't gonna call him Clifford.
Nah, it's Clifford. We're gonna call him Clifford. All right, Clifford. I'm a 14-year-old boy from New York. I'm in my freshman year of high school, and there's this girl I started talking to. Me and her have geometry, English, and I sit with her and her friends at lunch. We don't talk much during lunch, but during geometry and English, me and her are constantly talking and laughing about whatever. I've sort of developed somewhat of a crush for her, but the thing is, next year she is moving to Pennsylvania. I'm not delusional, so long distance isn't a thought in my mind, but I'm still unsure on what to do or how to feel because I can't help myself from not being attracted to her. She is so funny, interesting, and smart. Something important to note, though, is she has told me before when it was a topic of discussion that she is not looking to date anyone in high school. So my question is, should I just not feel this way and be solely friends with her, or should I be honest with myself and try? Sorry for pandering. I love y'all podcast, the whole crew. Thank you for being the source of laughter at all times.
He's a freshman in high school?
Freshman in high school.
14 years old.
Nose what? Wide yep. open.
You know what? Went all behind the ear, but
that whole story sounded like he, like Tommy Strong. He's just trying to get the draws. Before she leave, he just trying to get the draws when she leave. How can I get the draws when she leave? I'm like, all right, man. If that's what you want.
You say, mm-mm.
It sounds like he's emotionally invested in this girl. Like, he really has
yeah,
like,
he likes her.
Thing for her.
Yeah.
Versus just, I mean, you might be right, Nick. He might just want to fuck too, but it sounds like he liked the girl. I think you need to leave that shit the fuck alone.
Yeah, she told, she's giving him the boundary. Like, right, I'm not trying to right. date.
There's
I'm
a reason she told you that. Yeah, there's a reason. She probably knew you had a crush. She's like, look, just so you know,
I'm going to Pennsylvania.
I'm leaving Pennsylvania. She ain't moving nowhere, bro.
She's not moving class. Nowhere.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't even trying to be in a relationship with no damn freshman in high school.
Nah, hell no.
What the hell?
No, nah.
But you know, his nose wide open, and he likes, you know, this might be probably one of his first couple of crushes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like he said, look, we sit at lunch together. We in a couple of classes together, and not only her, like I'm also entertaining your friends. So he's definitely trying to move into that circle that.
Once she leave, I got other prospects up in school.
But that's what I'm saying. He's not just trying to go have sex with a bunch of girls. He likes this. Right.
He likes this one.
Y'all, you know, stop acting like y'all didn't have no little crushes.
No, I know I did. Hell yeah,
but that all led to me trying to get the draws.
True, at 14, hell yeah,
he
trying to get
likes
the draws.
This
GTD.
Girl. It ain't GTD. GTD. GTD.
what is GTD?
I got the draws. I got. He pulled him out. He got the draws, y'all. I got the draws. Security guard was dancing.
Order
in my court.
He got the draws. Best show ever, man. Best show ever. I don't care what nobody says.
Oh, man. He likes that girl.
But I don't think he should try to deny his feelings. It's just you
got. He's not.
That's what he asked.
He said, should I not feel this way?
Oh.
No, you should definitely feel that way.
Should he tell her?
No.
No.
Nah.
No.
No. You know why? Because all he's going to do is complicate that shit, and then she's probably not going to want to be friends, and then he's going to hurt even more.
I mean,
if
but
she tries
she's
to,
leaving, bro.
Right, she's leaving.
Okay.
So regardless of, what's the point of telling her?
Hey, I'm about to say, what was
what's the point of not telling her if she's leaving?
Because you sound like a lame.
Hey, girls, I want to let you know
but if
I
she
like
gone,
you.
Right. Then, for what? You know, only she know that. Well,
you
no,
still
she might
look
snitch.
Lame. She gonna tell her friends like, "Oh yeah,
yeah she gonna tell her friends."
This 14-year-old
Either
boy.
Way, it's a problem that's gonna solve itself within a year.
It'll solve itself by keeping his mouth shut and understanding that this is what happens when you're young.
Yes,
you're young in high school. There would be other crushes,
but closed mouths never get fed.
He's not getting fed. She's leaving.
She ain't feeding him nothing.
Right. I mean,
she wants to let it know. She already let it know. She don't want to be.
Still have time. He still has some time.
If she didn't say like I'm not trying to look for nothing, if she didn't say that part, then I would probably be more like, all right, go ahead, say how you feel, even though she's leaving. But the fact that she's leaving, and on top of that, she ain't trying to be in nothing. Right. That girl ain't looking for man. You, definitely.
I feel you, but he still has time. Things can,
and we don't even know how good his mouthpiece is. He can fuck it up. Sap.
Never know. Tell him, man. Help this brother out.
I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't know what to say at this point. He can be open and honest. I don't know.
If that was your homie, what would you say to him? Let that shit go. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, because he ain't going to GTD. He's not going to GTD.
We don't know that yet.
You don't
Come
know.
On, look, man. Know. She already put it out there.
Let him answer the question.
You don't know. You don't know if he's going to close the deal or not.
What would you say? Now, Nick. Yeah.
What would I say if it was my homeboy? I'm a bad influence when it comes to that part. I'd probably just say, just let him know how you feel. Just say it. But just give the disclaimer. Like, look, I understand what it is. Mm. You know, I like you, but I know that you're not looking for a relationship. I'm probably not either, or I get it. You're leaving next year. And I just wanted to tell you.
Because they've talked about it. Like, that's how he knows what the deal is. But she did say she didn't want to date anybody in high school. Exactly. So nigga, drop out.
Oh my God.
Drop out.
Oh my
out.
God. Bad advice.
Just drop out.
Get your GED.
Get your GED.
Be like, I'm not in high school, baby.
And your GTD.
All over G.
Graduate.
Hey man, you can always re-enroll when she leaves.
But I mean, honestly, the reason why I say just keep it 100 because it's not your first. If she, you know, acts funny or whatever the case is, then you know she wasn't the one
but
for
this,
you.
But this ain't Saved by the Bell, Boy Meets World shit. Like, this is like, some shit, you gotta let shit go.
Yeah. Well, not, and, he also has to learn that there are plenty more out there.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so then why focus on the one that got an expiration date?
Here's the thing. She already has an expiration date. So he's not necessarily just focusing on that. He likes her, yeah. So he can,
and then she got her friends are still gonna be there.
He's not even tied to her because he know that shit that she leaving.
Exactly.
And he can go get another.
But you make it seem like he got leverage. He has no leg to stand on in this.
If
world.
You do what I said, he does.
How he doesn't?
Because the
drop.
Because
she already said.
Mm-hmm. She already said I don't want nothing. And I'm about to leave.
Thank you.
What leverage do you have to say like?
Why
all right, I can convince you.
Did she say that?
Because he
a goofy ass nigga.
Because he's in high school. He's in high school.
Yeah.
He has to remove that from the equation.
All right, so we're going back to realistics.
He has to rip the Band-Aid off. You know what I mean? He has to realize that, look, he can say how he feels. I'm not saying stand outside a window with a boombox over your head, talk about I love you, like, and don't go. Nah, I'm just saying, just casually, like, it's ways you can maneuver around.
But I'm just saying you're romanticizing what is going to actually happen.
No, I'm not.
What's going to happen is she's going to look at you like, nigga, we already had
right,
this conversation.
No,
and now
right,
you keep banging me down
no,
the head.
There's no
you
other reason she would have told him that.
I'm telling you.
Why would that come up in general conversation? I'm not trying to date nobody in high school. Why would that even come up?
Keep playing the friend. We are in a different. Look, listen.
You want to play the friend zone?
He already is friend zone.
He's already in the friend zone.
I understand that. Right. But she's already moving, right? We have technology. I'm pretty sure he has an iPhone or fucking
Social media,
right? Like you'll be able to see her. Just keep in touch, and maybe down the road you might be able to tap.
What makes her this special?
Huh?
What makes her this special?
I don't know. That's what he said.
If she's moving to Philly,
I'll tell you what he said.
He's young,
she's smart. She's funny. Right. She's interesting.
She's the first girl. Wait, hold on, Nick, you act like you never had none of that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying at 14, you're gonna do all this shit for a girl in high school you got college left.
He doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that. He needs us to tell him, and y'all not telling him. But have y'all noticed? He said nothing about her looks. He's into her.
That's my point.
He's into her. He said nothing about her looks.
Y'all talking about tapping it, but that's what
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you just said that less than 5 minutes ago.
Y'all was
GTD. I'm on the GTD.
You don't reach your own tech
later down the road.
What the fuck?
Later down the road.
But he likes her. What's the point of getting his emotions even more invested in this girl that's leaving and it already told him, I don't want you?
Damn.
She didn't say.
I don't listen to women.
Yes, she did.
She didn't say that.
That's not a challenge.
Right.
Challenge.
Why else would that come up in conversation? Think about it. Why would she tell him
if
that?
A girl said, I'm not trying to be with nobody
in high school, I'm waiting to college.
But I'm saying, the reason why her saying it is because
because he's been trying to get at her.
But I'm just
saying. And she picked up on
it. So you're going to sit here and wait forever?
That's why.
Wait, no. That's what y'all saying. I'm saying let that shit go.
He's talking about FaceTiming her and long distance.
I'm saying trying to get GTD in the high school when she gone, stay in contact with her and go to her college and try to get her.
I thought you didn't say that.
No, see.
I thought you didn't say
exactly.
That.
Exactly, yeah.
Not with this shorty. Wait, hold on. Let me clear myself.
Yeah.
This shorty right here that he's talking about, what I'm saying is stay in the friend zone. You obviously, like you said, Nevin, he's into her. He didn't even mention the physicality of her. So stay as a friend. She don't want to date in high school. Dog, try to get...
She don't want to date someone that's in high school.
Oh. Keep going. What? Keep going, Fimo.
Yeah, I know. That's a whole curve. But anyway, there's other girls in high school that you will like for all other types of reasons. Get to know them when she's gone.
Mm-mm. Yes.
Stay in contact with her because obviously you're cool with her. Mm-mm. Eventually, maybe, possibly, I don't know. I'm not a fucking
child. Y'all put her on a pedestal. Like
he's putting her on a pedestal.
No, I'm saying like you making it worse. Like
how you make it worse by being cool with her still?
No, you could say like they're already cool. If that relationship is gonna last, it's gonna last regardless. I'm just saying, move on to the next one because she's already told you she's checked out.
I think what it is FIFO has cleaned himself up, so now he's basically saying the same thing you're saying. Okay. a little while ago, FIFO was saying to stick with her because you flat out said so. Eventually, you can tap it. Now he's saying stay cool with her as friends. Go ahead and play around with maybe some other girls. And if you don't happen to move on with any other girls, and then this girl comes back around later, then you can see what happens. That makes a lot more sense than that shit he was saying a minute ago.
The only problem I see for this brother.
No, I was saying that shit the whole damn time.
You a damn liar.
The only problem I see for Clifford is that she don't talk to him outside of class.
That's what I realized too.
Because that was in the story too, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
It was like, we only talked
to him. She talks to him in the class.
The geometry
but
class.
But at lunch, they don't talk. If she's talking to you in class, but she's not talking to you outside of class,
that's a sign.
Odds are
it's not a sign.
Yeah,
the whole story is a sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She already said, I ain't want nothing.
Right.
And I'm moving. And we only talk in this in a 45-minute period.
Right. You know what, Nick? Ask him this question. What has she done to make you think that she might like you? Because everything else here sounds like she does not like you in a romantic sense.
Maybe it's because we talk heavy in the class.
So we need follow-up.
That's it. Right. Maybe you're smart and she's copying off your answers. Because I pulled that shit in school. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that if she's not talking to you outside of class, she's not interested in you.
That's 100.
I didn't either.
That is. Sorry, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, move on.
Damn, I'm reading it again. Yeah, there's nothing he wrote that indicates that she's attracted to
Clifford.
Him.
Damn, Cliff.
Hey, it's possible you can still get it later on. Mm-mm. I mean, it's possible. It's happened to me.
Move on, bro.
It's happened to me.
If you were playing me, I'm straight. If you can't talk to me outside of class, then fuck out of here.
Hey.
I'm not chasing after you. Leave, motherfucker.
He's only 14 now. Soon you'll be, 21 and things change. You'll meet a cuter girl.
If your ass is 7 years from now chasing after this girl that wouldn't talk to you in class, you're lame as shit.
It's not chasing. Clifford, it's not
don't
chasing,
be a lame,
it's
bro.
Just
especially that. If she been in Philly.
They said Pennsylvania, not Philly. But I'm just saying, things come around. It was a chick I liked in high school, and she curved me so hard. She said, I don't date guys in high school. I was like, what kind of pedophile stuff you like? These dudes outside of school dating high school girls, that is not a good thing. Creepy. That's creepy. But yeah, she curved me. She curved me real hard. And I'm not going to lie. At points in times, I went back. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember her. She curved. I thought about it. I got it, though.
Well, that's a rare story, Clifford.
There you go. Hey, man, just, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Find you another girl, Cliff. There's plenty in high school.
There's a lot.
Yes, man, plenty. Mm-hmm. Plenty in high school.
And even more in college.
In college. Yes,
better in college. You're going to be living your life, Clifford.
Oh, shit, yes. Just move to Pennsylvania.
If she can't talk to you out in public.
Right.
You know, at lunchroom.
It's not a great sign, brother. A great sign at all.
You know, man. It's somebody for everybody out there. She can't talk to you in a lunchroom with everybody else. You know, if she curve you,
that lunchroom is that's where it's real.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you can talk and be social in lunchroom, that's in front of everybody.
That's right. Yeah. Right. You know, that's essentially like saying, you know, you want someone gone before the light hit in the morning. You know, you don't want your neighbors to know.
Right? I can hear him those girls cackling right now. That this nigga think you really go to Pennsylvania. Right. Goofy ass nigga.
Yep. Oh, white man.
He gonna see her at Wendy. I thought you moved.
I'm her twin.
You're gonna be on Catfish then.
Yeah, right. With my facial recognition software.
That's what he should do. Create a profile of somebody else and then try to slide in with her. And then at some point, there's the reveal. It's really me the whole time.
No.
So what's different about me than this picture?
All right. Well, we hope we've given you some sage advice here, Clifford.
Hope so, Cliff.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck, brother. And you know, that's all we got. So thank you, Nevin, for joining us on the show this week, man. Tell everybody, you know, once again, where they can find you and what you guys are doing.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for having me. It's been a blast up here. We're not this energetic. we're fun, though. I'm with two other female co-hosts. We're all real estate agents. Our podcast is Now Listing Podcast. So you can find us on IG at Now Listing Podcast. And you can find me at SOPO, S-O-P-O, N, the number 3, the letter V.
We appreciate everybody listening, and we'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.